From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Familiner. Photos and videos of a St. Louis couple who pointed guns at a group of about 100 to 150 protesters outside their home in St. Louis on Sunday night have garnered national attention. One brandished a semi-automatic rifle and the other pointed a pistol at demonstrators on the sidewalk. The group was marching to the home of St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson to demand her resignation after she read the names and addresses of people who support defunding the city's police department. Photojournalist and MU grad student Daniel Schuler was covering the event and posted a video of the heated confrontation on Twitter. It went viral with more than 43,000 retweets and 16 million views. KBIA's Trevor Hook talked with Daniel about the standoff.
Went to the meetup spot, just started shooting some photos, and there's these gated communities, and they'd all been like blocked off by the police or gates had been shut. But the front of the march eventually found one gate. Whenever everyone went through the gate, the people from the video were just like yelling at the crowd, and they all had to go through like a doorway. So I was turning around to get some photos of that. And when I turned back around, the man from who was in the backyard of the house had an AR-15 and was just kind of like swinging it around while he was yelling at people. The woman from the house came out the front door with a pistol. She had her finger on the trigger and was just pointing it at people who were on the sidewalk while yelling at them. I felt kind of uncomfortable because the gun kept crossing into my path.
How does the situation diffuse? What happened after you took the video?
There was like a group of protesters, kind of like organizers, kind of like leaders, and they were just kind of getting in between people and telling them, like, keep moving down the street. Like, this is not worth a fight. Just keep going. Everyone just needs to keep moving.
So you take the video, you post it around when?
Pretty much immediately. Like, I had made it a couple hundred feet down the street. I was talking to another photographer. I got a couple of likes, couple of retweets, and I didn't think anything of it. And then a few minutes later, it was like hundreds, and then it was thousands, and then I was like, then I could barely use the Twitter app. It spread like crazy.
President Trump retweeted your video that was shared by ABC News, so like it got the reach of the President of the United States.
Yeah, okay, that might be the craziest part of my day. I've been awake for so long, I've forgotten about that. But yeah. Did not ever expect the president to ever tweet out something that I had made.
We're both Mizzou grad school students. I think this is something that as people who want to be journalists or work in this industry, we all like wonder what would happen if we had something that went some form of viral. How does that feel?
I don't know how I feel about it. It's kind of like a positive experience to have like a piece of your work go that far. But at the same time, I wish I had like something more important than just like a shocking video. I would hope like some more of my work that I've done, maybe with the Missourian or something, maybe someone will find like something more in depth I've done in the past and look into it. I think that would be more fulfilling than just having a viral video that's devolved into basically being turned into memes. For people to laugh at on the internet now.
How do you feel about the memes? Are you happy that it's doing that? Are you upset that it's kind of turned into memes? How do you feel about it evolving into something else?
It's like a fear of mine to become internet famous that way, to have people like not only make fun of you, but then like look up your information. It starts out as like memes, and then like people start posting like your personal info. I'm conflicted about how I feel about it because I get like people need an outlet. People need to find humor in like the world right now. But like that's just a fear of my being in news and like having someone get mad at me is something I write or some piece I make, and then they go and just find like my address and email, my phone number. I've had a friend who became a meme, and it lasted a very long time, and it was a very bad experience for him. People didn't just go after him. They kind of went after his family. They went after his like close friends. So maybe I just have a strange perspective on it.
I remember in the mentions of that tweet, people had doxed those two within like an hour.
Yeah, it was like within the very first hour. I was like checking my phone and I was seeing like addresses and phone numbers and things pop up in my mentions.
Do you feel like you played a part in that process?
some degree, I do. Just if you're going to, you like come outside in public and brandish a weapon and point guns at people, including me, I'm gonna document it. I feel like just because of the viral nature of the video, that I've kind of become part of the story, which is something I've always tried to avoid. The whole thing's kind of a distraction to like what's going on, like the protest itself, why people were out actually protesting. It like shifts the focus of like the public away from what the story actually is.
An attorney for the couple says they support Black Lives Matter and its pursuit of social justice. I'm Ryan Pamuliner, KBIA News, Columbia.